Blog Talk Radio.
On the spot diva, from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter, that blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues, that laugh at their ass on that hot mess news, with hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up, I love it, boy, you already know, you're listening to the only diva spot radio,
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay,
Diva Mary Kay, you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays Radio, man, powered by Phenom Radio. Y'all know how we get down each and every Friday. We showcase nothing but hot indie artists, hot indie music, and we do it big each and every Friday. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We are going to have our special guest in the house tonight. We got Black Cloud ENT live in the building. Crazy music, crazy praise, crazy ministry. They definitely doing it big, and they got swag, and not only they got swag, they doing it for Christ. So y'all make sure y'all call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can also jump in the chat room. Jump in the chat room with us. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. I got to give big shout out to all my Twitter fam, all the Facebook fam, and big shout out to Tay Black, my co-host. Tay Black is holding his queen down tonight. She graduated with honors, man. We got to give it up for the people who in school and going back to school and doing their thing and graduating, because education is the more important piece to make it so. Big up to them. Big up to them. That's how we getting down, man. Without further ado, we're going to bring Johnny Stone live in the building with us from Black Cloud ENT, man.
Yeah.
What's going on, King? What's going on, King? Welcome to Frontline Fridays Radio. Tell the people who you are and what you all about, man. We got other team members on the phone, but we're going to get to you first.
This your boy Johnny Stone from Seattle, Washington, man, holding down for Jesus Christ. Came a long way in life. Right now we're Black Crown Entertainment. This is a ministry. We're an outreach ministry. We hold it down for the Lord, man. We like to do things for the youth. We like to do things for this world, man, because there's so much suffering and so much pain. But everybody, instead of being in the church, we're bringing this stuff outside the church, man, to the four corners of the earth, and that's exactly what we're about. We just outreach, plain and simple. Doing this thing for Jesus all the way. We do music. We do poetry, like singing, rapping. We got a lot of shows that we're going to be throwing real soon. We're independent, and that's pretty much what we're doing right now.
Most definitely, man. You guys are some winners, man. We got Jess Praise live in the building. Jess Praise, how at us, man?
Yes, sir. What's good?
Yeah.
What's going on? Happy to be here and support my peoples. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm a part of the group Black Crown, and we just go hard for Jesus, man. If you guys know me, y'all know what we do. Straight up, we go hard, nonstop. No shame in the game. We know who the king is, and we rapping them to the fullest. No joke.
Most definitely. I gotta give a big shout out to you, Jet Praise, because you introduced me to Black Crown, and it was a blessing to get to know them and talk to them and network with them. And then when I heard the music, I'm like, yeah, this is definitely what's up. But you know, behind every strong black man or every strong man, there's always a strong queen. We got KC Live in the building.
Yeah. How y'all doing? This is AB. My name is Abadiah Scott. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. God brought me up to Seattle, Washington, and I see why this the mended piece that he put together in Black Crown is like it's off the hook. I mean, it's like I've been knowing Jess Praise. I'm meeting Johnny Stone them, and it's like, you know, when God do stuff, it's like a quilt that is mended together. We all just gotta get in the spot, and man, I'm loving it. I'm loving God, and it's like all of us come together. Communication, the love of God is so awesome.
Amen. Definitely, the love of God is awesome. Before we just gotta give a big shout out to God. Father God, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for blessing all our talents. And thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, because without you, we wouldn't have neither one of these days. We're going to set it off right here on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay. I got Black Crown ENT live in the building. We're about to get into one of their hot joints right now called Winner. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Because not only are they winners, we about to get into a crazy winner interview. Let's go.
Only if you knew what that you were being through, then you would. guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to DivaSpotEnt1@gmail.com. Again, that's DivaSpotEnt1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information, and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Pay Black and get paid for your spins. Now, how does that sound? Let's get it crunked and turn it up. Let's go.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawan, in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website designs, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
We've built it and you've come. Phenomenal Radio.
West Texas Movement.
When you see me salute, it's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. I got Black Crown ENT live in the building with us. We just played the hot track winner, and it's definitely a hot track. I'm definitely feeling that right there. Johnny, so how did Winter come about? Like, I know we all winners, but how did Winter come about, and who produced this song?
My brother, Sly the Fox, giving a shout-out to him. He came over to my house one day, and I was slapping out this beat. He helped me do, like, the kick snares and all that. But I was thinking about him because, you know, he lives in the secular world, but he knows God, but he's just still living in ignorance. But I came up with Winner because that's who we are. We're winners. You know what I mean? We're not losers. When Jesus died, everything was conquered. He got the keys to death and Hades. So I'm thinking myself as a winner, man, and always prevailing over whatever, no matter what the case or no matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter if somebody thinks I'm under them or if I'm feeling below. I'm always going to be a winner. So I was always thinking about my brother and telling him to always speak life. You know what I mean? In Proverbs 18:21, it says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you keep speaking life, you're going to be a winner.
Amen. You're definitely right about that. Speak some victory in your life, man. All these little skinny flavor play spirits around here. You need you a
you
big
know?
Old precious. I got a big precious spirit, this big unnecessary big spirit.
Yeah.
Come on.
For real.
That's definitely what's up. Who's on that track with you? Is it just you or is it somebody else on that track?
Yeah, I'm singing the hook, and then I'm the first one. My brother is the second verse, Sly the Fox.
Oh, that's
well,
most
pretty much. Yeah.
So who produced it?
Oh, I did. I produced the whole track. Yeah.
Oh, so you like a double threat. Like, you got multi-talented. That's definitely good. You know, I'm rapping, I'm singing, I'm producing. I do it
yes.
all, baby. I do it all.
Yeah. Man, you know, God's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He gave us multi-talents. You know what I mean? So we're going to put them all in use. We make our own beats, record ourselves. We do all that, singing, rap, you know what I mean?
That's
so
real.
We put it poetry. My wife does the spoken word, so we just put it all in play.
Yeah, we definitely got this poetry joint. It was hot, too. I had to play it back again. You know how you get something good? You like, rewind that. You know?
Yeah, let me hear that again.
Let me hear that one again. That's definitely what's up. Jeffrey, how did you get connected with Black Crown ENT? How did this all come about?
Well, I say like, you know, years, like it's probably been like years ago. I don't know, like probably like 9 or 10 years ago. And my uncle actually, TDK, he actually hooked me up with Johnny Nelm. And like I knew him ever since I was like 14, I think. And you know, we was, you know, they was doing, I don't know what song it was. I think it was a secular song, I'm not sure. But my uncle got in contact with me and was like, yo, can you come through and sing a hook on this song, you know, for my boy Johnny and them and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I'll come through, whatever. So, you know what I mean? I got in there, man, we did our thing. And then, like, you know, we kept ourselves linked, you know, for a while. But then, you know, time just kind of, you know, went by and we just kind of separated from each other. And then years later, my uncle tells me that, you know, Johnny's back and he's back in, you know, back in town and stuff. I guess they went down to California. And, you know, he's back in town and everything. And, you know, he's doing it hard for Jesus, man. He really want to get linked up with you and, you know, do music with you, man. You know, y'all take the gospel, man, you know, to the streets, man, through the music and, you know, impact life. And I'm like, man, that's cool. That's what's up. But it never went by. Like, we never, like we just never got connected, you know. So you feel me? Like, we always wanted to, you know, team up, but we never got connected. And then this year pops around. And so, you know, I'm doing my thing, of course, and whatnot. And you know, I hear, you know, he's growing over there, you know, on fire for God. He's doing it big and everything. And I'm like, man, that's what's up. And so I'm still doing my thing. But then he calls me one day. And God gave me a word and gave me a dream. And was like, you guys are supposed to be unified as a body. You know, I created you guys to be one, unified in the body. Not going to possess all the gifts and talents. One could put a thousand in flight, but two could put 2,000 in flight. And he calls me like the next day, and he's like, man, look, bro, I want you to come on, man, with Black Crown, man. And you know what I'm saying, man, I'll give you up the half of everything I got, bro. You know, it's me and you. We're going to share it, man. We're going to go hard for Jesus, man. You know what I mean? We're going to do it big. And so I'm like, man, you know, I'm feeling kind of skeptical a little bit because I already been through a rough situation with another cat. And, you know, I love him and everything, you know what I mean? But his heart wasn't where God wanted it to be, especially with me doing something with him. I make sure my heart is right. I'm doing this for the kingdom, for real, for real. And his heart wasn't there. So I was kind of burned by that, kind of hurt by that a little bit. And so just like, man, you know, Lord, I'm not about to go backwards in that and everything, but I could not ignore that dream. And everything that he was saying was so true. And it's like, yeah, God was lining that thing up. So I was like, Father, I do this in your name. And then I was like, yeah, bro, I'm going to come on, man. I love you, man. We're going to go hard, man. We're going to do this thing. And ever since then, I think it's like probably 6-7 months ago, ever since then, we just been going hard. You know, he's produced all my music, almost all my music, except for like a couple of songs. But he's produced all my music. I mean, man, made the beats to him. Just anointed, man. And it's just been fire, you know what I mean, ever since then. And then AB, me and my girl AB, we went to the same church, but we never hung out. And, you know, all this is according to God's will, you know what I mean? So, it's, you know, we never hung out. But then this year, we start kicking it, and then she jumps on with Black Crown, and we just, like, one big family, like, oh, man, what's up? I see you, boy. And it was just, you know, it was popping, you know what I mean? I was like, God, a real family, Lord. You know what I mean? Like, God, this is clacking. And then, you know, we had our first show, and it was fire. First show, oh my gosh, it was fire, man. We set souls free. Man, just brought the Holy Spirit in. I've been with them ever since, man. So, like, these are my people. These are my babies. These are my boo-boos. You know what I mean?
I know, that's right. AB, when did you know for you that I want to do music? When did you know, like, this is a passion for me? When did you know that this is what I want to do? I want to do music. And when did you know that, like, I'm going to put the drive behind it to get it done?
Oh, when I was a little girl, I told my mom, and I can remember it. I always remembered. I told my mom when I was like 6-7 years old, I was like, Mom, I'm going to be a singer. That's what I'm going to be. Because my mom told me that I sung all the time. I mean, I wouldn't even have the time to talk. I would just, all I would do, turn my music on and sing, sing, sing. That was my passion. Anita Baker, Whitney Houston, Tina Turner, all them. But Anita Baker is the reason why I wanted to do R&B soul. But when I heard CeCe Winans, that shut it down. All I wanted to do was gospel when I heard CeCe Winans. That was it. I'm the same way as Just Praise. TDK is the one that introduced me to Johnny Stone, Black Crown, he hit me up on Facebook, and he said he'd been looking for me for years. I just got out the picture, and he looking for me for years, and one day I was on Facebook. He was like, man, sis, he called. He's like, he gave me a number, and then I called. He's like, sis, I got this brother named Johnny Stone, and he was like, if you could come over. He's like, at first he was like, you could come over, we'll talk about it. You know, you put down what do you call it? Jesus, help me. Put down some, what is it?
Some songs, some tracks.
Yeah, put down some tracks for him, and he said he'll, you know, hit you with some beats and stuff, you can do your own stuff. So I get there, and I'm like, okay. As soon as we get there, we talk, but they put me straight on the mic. I was like, hold up. I thought we were going to talk. He was like, no, this is about getting stuff together. We do stuff here. So ever since then, we just clicked and going out to shows, and God been showing up and showing out at every show we've done.
Everyone, yeah.
Every
shutting it down.
I can just imagine the energy that goes down. What songs do you have out right now, AB, that you pushing?
Singing Is Mine, Soldier, Do You Know, My Lord, What Do You Do? I got a song that I need to go in and put is How Can I Stay, and Who Are You?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Well, let's get back into this music because it is Frontline Fridays. You're now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays Radio, powered by P9 Radio. I got Black Crown ENT live in the building with me. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button, to get your mic open so you can be able to give your shout-outs and show some love to my special guest tonight. Hey, AB, why don't you go ahead and introduce Singing Is Mine and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Hey, y'all, this is you're now tuned in line on Frontline Friday with Mary Kay and Tay Black, and this is the song Singing Is Mine, and I did this song for the simple fact that's my love, Singing Is Mine in the microphone.
When I was a young girl, I knew I wanted to sing, be out in the open, and let my voice be heard. Now that I think of, I love what I know, something that I'm good at, it was gave to me from birth. How can I express it? It comes from out my soul. Bye.
Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva Radio, Diva Diva.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Diva Spot. Here's your girl Mary Kay with the 4-3 mile.
Been a take it to the top, get it, never stop. On the front line, baby, here I come if you're ready or not.
This is Diva Spot Radio with your host, Diva Mary Kay. Mellow on the
beat. Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay. Miss Motivation, I see you. And Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. This is how we get it in, where all hot indie artists live and all hot indie music live. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Definitely got to give a roll call and a check-in. Got to give a shout-out to the 862-714, the 206, the 334, all over the world, even over there in Canada. I see y'all over there checking us in right now. We got to give a big shout-out to y'all. My special guest, Black Cloud ENT, is live in the building with us, and we're going to go to the hotlines in a few, but AB, I really feeling singing is mine, because singing is mine, like, real
Amen.
Talk. And I like what you said, like, what have you done to bring your dreams to life, like, real talk.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
What have you done, you know, and one thing I want to do is throw it back over to you, Johnny Stone, and then 862, I see you. I'm about to open up your line. But Johnny Stone, when you decided, like, look, you know, I'm a man of God. I love God, and I want to rep Him in my music. You know, when you decided to do it, what type of reaction did you think that you was going to get when you decided to start performing in front of crowds? What was your thinking on that?
Before I started going hard for God, before that, I was trying to build a strategy to just do inspirational, positive hip-hop, like no gospel, right? And God spoke to me like, son, if you're representing the kingdom, then you're representing me. Now, if you're going to make music, you need to minister in your music and through your music, because I'm through you, the light shines, you know what I mean? So, honestly, when I first started performing, I had no clue what kind of reaction I was going to get from crowds. I really didn't. I mean, I used to be nervous. But now I'm going hard for Jesus through any crowd. I want to go for the secular crowd, the people that don't even know God. That's the kind of crowd of people I'm reaching, people through the whole world, out through all hoods. That's the kind of music we bringing for, and that's exactly what we want to do, if that answers your question.
Oh, yeah. That answered your question. We clapped our eyes on that, y'all. You better copyright that, because Diva a user. Word up. He the king. He the king. Jesus Christ run this thing. You better do it. Let's go ahead and get into the hotlines and get some love, man. We definitely want to get some feedback. I'm pretty sure it's people on the line who want to ask Black Crown ENT some questions and give some comments out here. Let's go to 862-755. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, powered by Phenomenal Radio. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's going on? It's Rocky Rockablock calling from
Rockablock. What's going on, man? Oh, man, Rockablock is definitely a man of God, and he definitely got swag. He got a little bit too much swag at times, but I love you, Rockablock. I got to give you a proper intro. Rockablock, say what's up to my guests, man. I got Johnny Stone, I got Jess Craze, I got AB live in the building. They calling in from Black Crown ENT.
Oh, man, what's going on, fellas? And what's going on?
How
y'all
doing? What's up?
Hey, man, I'm driving on my way to work. I wanted to give, you know, I wanted to call in and you know, participate before I get to my jobs because I ain't going to be able to participate. So I figured I'd give you a holler at. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad y'all doing God's work, man, because it's needed out there. A lot of people are not following Christ right now. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
They believe, but they're not following Christ. And Christ wants us to follow him. You know what I mean? And it gets deeper than that, but, you know, I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but I'm glad that wherever y'all at, y'all doing what y'all doing because it's important and we need more people like that.
Amen. Thank you, bro.
Love, brother.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Good to hear from you.
No doubt.
Rocka Block, that's what's up, man. Rocka Block is calling all the way from Newark, New Jersey. Rocka Block, I appreciate you calling in on your grind and making it happen. And, you know, just tuning in. We definitely got more hot music for your ears, man. So just stay tuned as long as you can. You dig?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Most definitely. Wow, let's go to the hotlines and get some more lines. They lighting up for Black Crown ENT. You know, you can tell when people love God because they just come through. They come out and they show out. Let's go to the hotline and see what's good.
Say that.
206-679, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you calling from? All right. 206, I'm going to let you get somewhere where it's quiet. So 206-679, just get somewhere where it's quiet, and I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get back to you in like 30 or 60 seconds. But I'm going to throw it back to you, Jess Fraze. Jess Fraze, you got this. When I first met Jess Fraze, I met him. Big shout out to Roz, my Roz team over there at Pacific Christian Church, man. Roz, our youth and young adult ministry stands for refuge and salvation eternally. And, you know, we was definitely doing it big for Christ, and it was great. We had a Boys and Girls Club jumping over there. That's how you're supposed to have it. But, Jeff Ray, I was introduced to you by Donald Jr., and I actually was able to buy your album, Amazing Love, and it was a beautiful situation when I got it. It really helped me get through a lot of things and get understanding on life. But now that you are in this thing and you doing it for Christ and you working and you building your music and you guys are building your reputation, you know, what are some of the things that you face? What are some of the hurdles that you face, and how do you get over them with being a gospel rapper or a gospel artist, because you rap anything?
Man, I say some of the things that I really do face, and my Black Crown family could back me up on this, is young girls, no joke. Like, you expect like that to happen in the world, like where they be all up on, you know, artists and everything. No, it happens in the gospel game too, and it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? And so like some of those things, like that's just one of them, but it's important because it helps me adjust myself and keep myself in line and make sure that I am representing Christ in a way that I know that he would, that the way that I'm supposed to, the way that he would want me to represent him, you know, walking in love and being a light and being bold and speaking the truth and honest and you know, and you know, walking in compassion, you know what I mean? And so I would say that's a huge one. But any other hurdles and stuff like that I face will have to be like, you know, everyday life situations, you know, just walking down the street and, you know, trying to keep yourself from, you know, snapping a neck or something like that, you know what I mean? Or, you know, just walking in that love and that compassion and definitely staying in your word and definitely, you know, getting with people who are God's people as well, who they can speak life into you and encourage you and build you. And you know, EB, me and you go hard when we talk on the phone, you know, we get in. You know what I mean? And that's important, man, and a very important part of this walk, you know, as sons and daughters of God. You know, just being teamed up and everything. But yeah, so that's just a couple of things, like, you know what I mean, that I kind of battle, you know, with walking this walk in the kingdom. You know, if that answers
Well, you know
your question.
What? I have to say this. If that answers the question, I have to say this, and then I'm going to go over to you, AB. you know, I'm going to say this. There's some fine people in God. I mean, in there's some fine people rapping Christ, man. Man, there's some fine brothers.
We on fire.
I have to say, Lord, get pull me together. Pull me. God got some fine people. God got some fine people. And I ain't going to sit here in front. I love God, and I'm thankful that, you know, I know what my salvation is now. And then, you know, when
right.
I do see a brother of Christ, I have to remember, like, look, you are here to worship with him. If God
Indeed.
Was leading that man in your life, it's
right.
God, you
right.
know, it's God's will, not your will.
That's
so,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Even though y'all fine and wine, you know, you got to put yourself, you got to pull yourself back. Like, look, I'm here to focus on my salvation in the word
yeah.
and what God
yeah.
has called me
yep.
to do. That's his point
yeah.
blank period. And don't think it's easy. It ain't easy.
No, it ain't.
What?
It ain't.
It's not easy, but
that's
you gotta
a hard
get you.
Struggle.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's a very, very hard struggle, especially when
yeah.
you come in from the world and you coming into Christ. So
right.
it is a hard struggle, and I think that people think when, you know, when they see people in the Word and they see people being faithful to God and they come to these churches, all they see is the clapping of the hands and singing, like they just entertain and they get the Word. But they don't see afterwards how we constantly encourage ourselves in the Word,
right.
stay faithful in the world, praying and fasting.
True.
We got to fight
yeah.
our flesh, y'all. The flesh
True.
Is stronger.
Daily.
It's
yeah.
stronger because we know that we have to hold up a standard. And, you know, AB, I'm a throw it over to you with that. What are some of the things that you face as a woman of God? And, you know, how and what do you do to overcome those barriers? And then we're going to get back into some more of this hot music from Black Crown ENT, man, right here live on Frontline Fridays.
Yep.
The only best way to really overcome is you got to stay in the Word, like you said. You got to stay in prayer. And when them thoughts come at you, when your sight looks the wrong way, man, you got to cast it down right then or it's going to overtake you. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? It's a
exactly.
it's a battle. It's a stronghold that we go through. Everything don't come easy. We do have tests, trials, and tribulations. But as long as we give it over to God, we can walk through it. We can walk through that valley of the shadow of death instead of allowing it to take us over.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely right about that. And it's going to have to take some. It's going to have to take a lot of practicing, y'all. Like. You got to keep doing it, and when you fall, you just come down on yourself daily. Like, daily,
mm-hmm.
you got to fight your
yeah,
flesh.
Daily.
And,
yep.
You know, like,
daily
you got to do it. Daily, even seconds, every second
Sometimes
of the day.
Sometimes every
gotta...
second, minute, an hour of the day.
Yep. And she said that was fast. You know it's real.
Real talk.
You know it's real. It's
for
real.
For real.
It gets ridiculous.
For real, for real.
You got to die to yourself every day, man.
Man.
Every
single
day,
day,
man. But you know what? You know you're fighting your flesh, even though you're fighting your flesh and you're going through, you're saying obedience to God and you're saying obedience to Word. God loves you anyway. God loves you. Hey, God loves you. Hey,
I
love you. Let's get to this song right here by Just Praise, man. We're about to get into this track right here by Just Praise called God Loves You. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay, powered by Phenomenal Radio. God loves you. Let's go. Get crunk. Turn the radio up right now. Turn them up.
Come on.
Jesus Christ is real, man. What's going on late nights at the corner store? Trying to stack green and silver in the game, feel the boy. God loves ya. God loves ya. God loves ya. God loves ya. What's going on real deep on the block? But your friends run away when the boys are being shot. Boys, right here.
seem to stand up to feeling chains on you. So you try to reach out, but can't nobody see you. Back and forth is how you live, so unstable. You need an anchor in your life, you can't see the savior. So you think you see clear the right path to go. Go there, deuces, chase the cash flow. Found out like men, that ain't the way to go. Cause you find yourself empty and still wanting more. You don't know what to do, you're still feeling low. Christ is all that you need, yo, he loves you so. What's going on late nights at the corner store? Trying to stack bridges to earn your game, feel the void. God loves you.
Diva Spy Radio with Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Let's take this moment and get into a little poetry spot. Let's go.
Lord, it's you that showed and paved the way for me to be free from captivity. My eyes wide open from this foolish place full of madness we call the world, showing nothing but worldly ways full of hate and misfits that don't know your word. Lord, it's you. I can honestly say my faith is bigger than a mustard seed, full of life and not living by what I see. Got one day feeling like thousands of years, time's ticking. Open your eyes, you're here for a purpose, a serum in your heart, you should know this. As for me, I stand in worship, thanking the Lord for this prosperity, humility. Lord, it's you, blessing me with a second breath for every season to prepare for the spiritual lesion, battling my flesh, sometimes it weighs heavy down deep inside, but I surrender, no longer guilty of this chaos and mess ups, not living as a vessel, strapped up with my breastplate and missiles, I'm ready to face up, no more crying out, walls of treacherous business, make no mistake, it's not subliminal texting, stop missing, don't test me, disputed men and women, destruction under construction, wake up, the truth is salvation, through God he is ruthless. Lord, it's you that I refuse to lose the light and purity you blessed upon me, because I'm not no fool. I've been taught by the best, and that best is you, not no worldly dude. Come on, this sister knows what she got to do, showing love and compassion to those lost in need, twisted with no bread to feed. People young, dying, blaming and questioning, like, Lord, what I do? No, people got it all wrong. They're the ones who didn't accept you. Can't get mad because I've been there and done that, and I know I'm telling the truth. Lord, it's you. It's time to go toe-to-toe, teaching these grueling and demeaning so-called streets. You gave me the power to be poetic and maintain your message, to get through those that need your lessons, confessions, trials, and tribulation. Lord, you sent me a vision. I'm going to complete my mission. It's not a challenge by faith and with strength. Lord, Black Crown gonna get it. It's for you. The Alpha and Omega says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, you Lord above. And I'm still shouting out, I do this, Lord, because it's you.
Don't play with it, man. Don't play with it. No.
Fire, man. Fire.
Oh, right. Whoa.
That's
all over
here.
You.
Whoa. Wow.
right here live on Frontline Fridays, man. I want to give a big shout out. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live. Got to give a big shout out to D Slater live in the chat room. Big shout out to Chalk Mommy. Y'all got to check out her show, too. All you got to do is go to www.chocolatecityradio.com. Again, that's www.chocolatecityradio.com. And Chalk Mommy, thank you for tuning in live. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay. Nothing but hot indie artists. Nothing but hot indie music. And then we just blew your mind right there with gospel poetry. Ooh, that was nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Was that Velvet? Is that Velvet? Yeah, I'm going to go to the hotlines, and then we're going to come back and get back into this interview. Yo, the hotlines is lighting up, man. If you want to get your mic open, just press the one button. We'll see you in the car. We appreciate all the love. West Coast waving right now, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Let's open it up. Where we at? Let me see if we can get this person. 206-69-679. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio with Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays. What's your name and where you calling from? Come on, 206-679, you open. Okay. Well, hands went up. We're going to have to come back to you. Where are we at? Thank you for giving me a talent to be able to multitask. Thank you, God. I appreciate that.
Amen.
Where are we at? 206-841, you're now live. What's your name and where you calling from? 206-841. All right, got to keep it moving. 623-544, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, Queen? This your boy, D Slate, stopping by to show my girl some love.
Oh, D Slate is live in the building. What's going on, King? D Slate from the D Hour Show is live in the building. Thank you so much for coming through. We got all my special guests live in the building, Black Clown, ENT, we got AB, we got Jess Frazee, we got Johnny Stone live in the building, and now we got D Slate live in the building. This is about to be a Holy Ghost party, y'all. It's going down, man. It's definitely going down. D Slate, what's going on? Say what's up to my guests, man.
Brothers, what's going on? How y'all feeling?
What's good, D Slate?
You know, I'm living, man, just trying to live my life, man, take care of my family, and make moves. Diva know what it is. She in the same mindset. We trying to make moves.
Amen to that.
Most definitely. Do you say you got any questions? I got the Queen AB here. I got Jess Praise, and I got Johnny Stone live on. You got any questions for my guest?
You know, I want to, my question, and this can go around to everybody, and I was also talking about this last night on my show, but, you know, we'll talk about that later. But I want to know, how do you guys feel about, you know, when we think about, you know, some of the things that me and Diva are doing and some of our partners and our friends involved in Team Tick, you know, we're all about trying to showcase and uplift and positively give independent up-and-coming artists an outlet and an opportunity to showcase their talent because they deserve it just like mainstream artists deserve to get theirs played.
Wow.
But, you know, you got shows like American Idol and X Factor. What's y'all take on those shows? How do y'all feel about those shows?
Well, shoot, honestly, about those shows, I don't watch too much of them. I mean, I caught American Idol some years back. As far as that stuff goes, I feel like as MCing, man, I think we need some shows for the gospel world like that. You know what I mean? I mean, I feel like as far as those shows go, I don't see nothing wrong with them. You know, but as far as American Idol, you know what I mean? I don't have no idol but Jesus, and he ain't no idol. He's my father.
Yeah, that's real.
Right, you know? And as for me, I watched American Idol the first year, and after that, I just wasn't interested no more. And our family members and friends and everybody that knew I could sing was like, man, why don't you go on there? And I just had to tell them that's not what God got for me. Everybody do their thing, but God ain't got me going through that avenue. It's a different avenue God want me. And American Idol is not it.
You know, well, I definitely feel that. And as for me, man,
I think it's funny if you ask me. It's cool. I think it's a cool thing, but the way that they put people in the spotlight and the way that they lift them up and kind of like, you know, down them and discourage them and tell them that they're not doing, they can't do this because, you know, they don't have this talent or this and that. I think as far as it goes that way, it's absolutely wrong when it comes down to that. But the inspirational part about it, I think it's good because that's what God wants us to do, is to uplift and encourage one another, but to be, and also to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And if we're sons and daughters of God, I know that God wants his children to dominate that area. You know, dominate the radio shows, dominate the entertainment industry, dominate, you know, music and everything that we do, we dominate, you know, and that's one thing that God gave us was dominion over the face of the earth when he created us. So, you know, as for his children, he wants us to dominate those things because Satan don't own anything. The devil owns absolutely nothing. Everything right. God has redeemed and brought back to the kingdom, and his kids are supposed to take that over. So as far as what you and Diva are doing, man, I think it's beautiful. And you guys are just opening up airways and doorways for a lot of God's people to come out, man, and discover their gift and dominate, man, and infiltrate, you know what I mean? Straight up. You know, I think it's real, man. You know what I mean? So this, hey, in Jesus' name, go hard, man. I salute you.
I think it's very important for us to be able to open up a lane for positive things. You know what I'm saying? I think it's important for us. It's like, you know, the seed that we plant. You're going to get the harvest afterwards. If you plant a seed and you get onions, you need to oversee them while you got onions because you planted an onion seed. You know, if you got pomegranates, but if you want something sweet, and if you, not to say onions are not healthy, but if you want something sweet and if you want something to grow to be purified, then you need to overstand the seeds that you planted. And Diva been using this word overstand for a while. When I say overstand, I mean that when you understand something, you only got limited information. When you overstand something, you got an abundance of information. You don't just take what somebody said, hearsay, naysayers, and run with it. We don't do that no more. So, God has continued to move me. And 206-841, get ready because I'm about to come to you. But, God is moving me to be able to just basically shake and rattle some bones up, you know, to shake and rattle some people, to pull them out of that whole that slavery thinking and pull them out of that structure thinking like this is how it's supposed to be. Oh, because I'm this, because I'm that, I'm struggling because I'm in the hood. That don't mean nothing. I mean, you know, just because you're in the hood don't make you a hood rat. You know, we kind of start overstanding something and start pulling ourselves up out of it because, you know, the chains was broken. The chains was removed off of us when God sacrificed Jesus. Jesus was the payment. He was the payment. Come up out of that small thinking, this thinking that you can't move forward. And that's why God is moving me to first of all, I have a talent to promote artists and to promote positivity and network, and not only that, not just play their music, but to educate them, educate me, so we can be able to make moves in our community. That's why a lot of the churches, I'd be like, look, come out your safe house. Go into the community because Jesus didn't just go to the Hamptons. He wasn't on the east side at all. Everywhere. He went down in the valley. The valley was the hood. Y'all know nothing about no hood.
Y'all went into a valley.
Y'all know nothing.
Exactly.
Okay.
No shoes.
Thank you, Lord. Pulling the praise because I'm blasting off. But I want to be able to get to everybody. D-Slay, go ahead and promote yourself and put yourself out there so we can get to 206-841 and pull them in and get back to the Black Crown ENT and play some more music. Cause I got a song I want all of y'all to hear, and it's something serious. It's a beautiful situation.
Oh, no, that's real. I appreciate it. Well, you know, the D-Hour show is on every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And then starting next year, we're going to be showcasing on Sunday for up-and-coming gospel artists. Up-and-coming gospel artists as well. But we showcase, you know, we're on the air every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And you know, we're all about giving artists and individuals an opportunity to be heard and just promoting positivity and just trying to do some great things with what we were given So, you know, we're just trying to give people an opportunity to just showcase their talent and just give them an opportunity to make their dreams come true, and that's what it's all about. You know, a lot of people, as far as some of the mainstream artists, you know, they get an opportunity to make their dreams come true, and there's hundreds and thousands of talented individuals out there who want their dreams to come true as well. And
indeed,
if they don't get opportunities, if they don't get those opportunities, their dreams can't come true.
Come on.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about. So, and then last night we had Tony Terry on our show. You know, we were talking to Tony Terry last night and had a great conversation with him about the music industry and, you know, different things that he's getting ready to do. He's getting ready to drop a new album. He hasn't done music in a very long time. He's getting ready to drop a new album. And we talked about that last night as well. So, you know, we're talking to great individuals and we're talking to, up-and-coming artists and just trying to do some great things with this outlet and this format that we got.
Well, man,
amen.
Dominate, bro. Dominate, for real.
Yes, for real.
Dominate,
uh-huh.
That's real.
You're definitely right about that. You know, you got to have some organization, and it got to be God first, family second, career third.
Indeed.
That's just how we
that's
go down. I'm going to say that one more time. For those who missed it, God first, family second, career third. I guarantee
that's
you
it.
if you take those directions right there, those three steps, you're gonna be all right. Let's get a word from my girl Madea right quick before we get into this song.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while you gotta open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, the very thing that you is worried about that's gonna destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then. Unless your closet is full of them, then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
Hello? Oh, what's up, man? Yeah, I'm finna head to the studio right now. I'm just about to go to the store real quick. Give me an energy drink. All right, then. I'll holler at you.
Hey, player. You want to have some fun?
No, sis. You got the wrong one, man.
Get you, man.
What's up, little bro? I got some of that grain. Going to get one of these bags up off me. Get your tight eye around her.
Nah, homie, I'm straight. You got that, man. Yeah, I just want you this energy drink.
That's all for you, man. You don't need no zigzags, no Newport, nothing like that.
Nah,
you
man.
Tell you what, you mix this energy drink with some Hennessy, you be throwing, dog. Go on to the back, get your fifth, dog.
Nah, man, I got Jesus, man. I'm good, homie.
All right, I got Jesus, too, but Jesus and Hennessy go good together.
Patient, boy.
Hey, look, what's good, man? It's me again, the one you used to call your friend. No, you ain't forgot me.
Oh, yeah, you always get me caught with sin.
Oh, here you go with that again. You act like we ain't cool or something. Let's go smoke a cool or something. Talk and sip a brew or something.
Nah, man, I ain't trusting you. Ain't nothing but lusting you. Thanks be to God I obey the teaching I was entrusted to. Cause when you pass by, you just want your boy to backslide. Have me feeling sick like I'm coming down off a crack high.
Come on, man, that's a flat lie. You act like I'm the bad guy. You know when me and you get together, we have a grand time. Let's take it back all the way to like the sixth grade. Last thing on your mind back in the days, trying to live sane. Remember house parties, kissing in the dark? Man, that was innocent fun, come on.
Now don't start. See, dog, I live by the spirit, so I don't gratify all them old sinful desires that never satisfy.
Hey, come on, kill that. Look me in my face and tell me I'm a lie. You ain't feeling chasing women, getting drunk and getting high, stacking money, staying fly, living up the player's life. We was having fun, now you gon' try to be religious.
Hey, yo, man, first of all, lower your voice. Who you talking to? Handcuffed in August, though, too. Yeah, I got caught with you. Truck flipped over on 35, that was all from you. I mess around and lose my life, man, trying to walk in you. I'm standing on these stages and got these people believing me. What I look like trying to gratify this disease in me.
So now I'm a disease? Man, please, I got your back, dog. I ain't saying drop to Jesus and be a rap star. All I'm saying is when it's you and me, let's be real, folks. We ain't gotta be selling drugs and trying to kill folks. Maybe just a little
what? A little this, a little that, a little BT. Late at night, it's like a little crack. See, you ain't gonna lie to me. I see how you be trying to be. BT
the knife becomes addiction to pornography. That's in no way honoring the God who's ruling sovereignly.
Hey, man, you know you missed them old days.
Yeah, you right, possibly, but after that I sober up. Think of Jesus holding up his skin up on the cross for all them drunken nights I'm throwing up. Every thought of blowing up is captured in his flowing blood. I start thinking Philippians 4 and 8 when you showing up.
Hey, you know I ain't gonna quit, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm dead to you, and one day I'll be present with Jesus who died and bled from you. Colossians 1 and 15, that's the God that I trust in. The Father crushed him, in doing so he has crushed sin.
This is Tay Black, repping Wilson, NC, 252, all the way to the DMV, and you are now tuned into Phenomenal Radio. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays Radio, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Y'all make sure y'all check out me and all the other 13 personalities over there at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. We definitely doing big things over there. We got a crazy movement. We get at least 3,000 to 5,000 listens a month over there, so I'm thankful to be a part of that. But that track that I just played right there was by Lecrae, and it was called Indelible Sin, and I really like that track right there because it actually relates to a lot of the stuff that we be going on. Like when he started, when the intro came in, he was going into the store, and you know, the chick was trying to holler at him, trying to throw him some butt. He was like, "Nah, man, you got the wrong one." Mm-hmm. Then old boy was like, "You know, let me get you one of these bags, get you tied out around here trying to sell him some weed." He like, "Nah, I'm good." And then he went into the store. All he was trying to do was get an energy drink. That's it. So you know, temptation one, temptation two, temptation three, and the cashier was like, You know, he was like, "Nah, man, I got Jesus." He was like, "I got Jesus too. Jesus and Hennessy go together.
Oh, blood. Hey, that's how temptation gets you, though. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it gets you, man. It try to stir up something in you, stir up your flesh, and next thing you know, you thinking. Because now you done got broken down because all the temptation coming your way. That's why you got to walk in that word, man. You got to live that. You got to walk in that. You got to stay prayed up. Get connected to somebody, man. You gotta eat this thing and live this thing because your flesh is a beast. And that ain't no joke. That's real talk, man.
Yeah.
That happens on the daily. But God is more powerful than anything you ever face. Greater is he who's in you than he's in the world. And that's real talk.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
And that's real talk. Now, I want to get y'all feedback on this, and I'm going to throw it back out there because we need to get some promo to where y'all at. But maybe it was just me. I'm still new to this thing. I'm glad that I came to Christ. I'm glad that I committed. You know, I committed.
Thank you, Father.
But have you ever want to slap somebody with a Bible? Like, I want to.
All day, really? I promise you. All day.
Bible. I had both of my thumbs on the Bible, like, ready, because, you know, I wanted to say what I wanted to say, but I'm like, no, that's your flesh. But I really wanted to just take my Bible and come all the way back to my neck and just slap them in the face from the neck of the woods. Go all the way back to the woods. No joke,
man.
The weather, and I've seen it. Like, I've seen the weather of the Bible hit the side of his face, like,
I'm feeling you, EB. Real talk, EB, I'm feeling you. I already know about it. And you know what? The best thing about that is that you can confess that thing. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to live in the light. Darkness ain't in us. He already sees what's in our heart. He just waits for us to confess that thing. But we try to, you know, deny it, first lie to ourselves, then lie to God, like, "Nah, man, I'm not feeling like I want to snap their neck. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord." "Nah, man, I don't feel like blessing the Lord right now. I want to run up on you real quick." You know what I mean? "And God, I need your strength right now." You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that's how God pours out his power more and more on us, is when we say, "Father, I'm weak," because he's made perfect in weakness. So it's like, "Father, I'm weak right now. I need you." And if you ain't confessing like, "Yo, I need you," he ain't going to pour nothing on you. You know what I mean?
Nope.
"Lord, I'm weak every day. I need your strength."
That's why now I see why people be like, "You know what, if I wasn't a Christian," I see why I also
like, "Lord, you know what you did when you called me, because you know it. Thank you for calling me."
AB got a cold testimony, too. You're going to have to get that on another day. But she got a cold testimony, man. Like, she's been through. She's from Chicago. You know, it, man, Chicago.
Oh,
man.
I'm from Detroit, so I can.
Yeah, so
man,
you know.
You already
yeah.
know that. We definitely gonna have you come back. We gonna have you come back, Queen, on a separate day so we can. Cause I always got testimony time. I love testimony time. And
Amen.
Me and Mike Mitch, big shout out to Mike Mitch. Every Monday we do spiritual feedings on
cool,
Monday,
cool.
And we have testimony time. So I think that's cool. Yeah, you accused me of her, let me testify. Oh, let's get into this thing right here, and, you know, Johnny Stone, you can definitely put it out. Where can they find Black Crown ENT music? Where would be one of the links to go? And I'm definitely going to be posting them in the chat room, so if you guys want to get it, y'all need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com. .com/DivaSpot. Those links will be up in the chat room. But tell them where they can find you guys' music at and how to book you.
Okay, right now we're putting up a website by the end of this month. So you can go to www.reverbnation.com/BC Ministries. MINISTRIES. And you can download all our music on there. We have upcoming shows. And just temporarily, you can go on that website. You can also Facebook us at facebook.com/BC Ministries. Same thing.
That's what's up. AB, how can they get in contact with you and find your music?
Oh, on the same thing where Johnny Stone just said, all my stuff is on there. Or you can hit me up at Abadiah Scott on facebook.com.
Okay, great. I got this 206 live on the line. We see y'all with your hands up. Let's go ahead and get to the call lines and get some more love. 206-679, you're now live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? This is Sly from the phone from Seattle, man. I'm just trying to give a shout out to my brother Johnny Stone, the Black Crown Movement.
Smart.
What's up?
It's good.
What's
good, bro?
Just giving you guys shout outs, man.
You and Johnny sound just alike.
Here to let people know, you know what I'm saying, to be look out for that Black Crown Movement, man, because it's a very powerful movement, man. And I like it because it's a positive movement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people need to know about the Black Crown Movement. It's going to be the biggest gospel movement that's going to ever be. That's ever going to touch down, period. That's how I see it, man. Very talented artist on there, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I don't go to church, you know what I'm saying? But I listen to the music all the time, man. And you know, I feel like when, you know, I'm going to lose my mind or something, man. I ain't nothing like listening to the music, man. It soothes the soul.
Wow,
you know
thank
saying?
You, Father.
The,
that's what it did.
So, you know, and it lets you know, man, that, you know, there's good people out there, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
amen.
I like it. So, you got to be a lookout for that Black Crown Movement. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it is right now.
Thank you,
thank
man.
You,
man. That's definitely what's up, man. So, we appreciate you calling in and, you know, just sharing that because it's people that's listening right now that's encouraged about what you're saying. We definitely appreciate, you know, your honesty, and I think a lot of people get caught up with, you know, oh, you going to that church, you giving the pastor your money, and this, and this, and
right.
that. I don't know why people,
right.
you know, are caught up on, well, looking around in the church. One of the main reasons why you go to church is to get the word of God. The pastor
right.
is a shepherd. He is
right.
a shepherd. He's a tool.
Right.
He is, you know, he is a tool to be used. He is a servant of God. You go there to get the word and understand it of what God is trying to say, teach, and preach to you. But
no.
you got to get the word yourself. You just can't
right.
go and just depending on one man, human. Remind you, we are human. You can't depend on just one person to give you the word and you just going to this church. When you leave the church, you need to get the word for yourself because God
right.
wants greatness for you. You just got to want it for you. If you have not, that's because you ask not.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's why
yep.
we make the mistake. We look at man instead of keeping our eyes on Jesus like we're supposed to. Then we ain't going to worry about it. We got to
fret about what the money or the word. If you have the word, if you have Jesus, then it'll all line up. Your spirit will know what's true.
Yep.
Yeah, you will start to hear it. Like, you will start to hear it, and your thinking will start to change. That's
your,
what happens.
Yep.
It'll start
man.
To hear it. Yeah, you will start to get... Yeah, you would start to, like, start breaking from the, like that song Mary J. Blige, I Can See in Color, the first sign of spring, the rose buds are blooming, I got a new song to sing. It, you start changing. It's like
right.
It's you get shook, though. You know, God will grab, when you ask God to help you and to grab onto you, get ready, yo. Don't just be asking God and think that he ain't going to just grab you and do it.
Come on.
Stand for correction, because he's going to start to remove some things. He may just start breaking down everything. He's going to take the house, the car, the clothes, the chick.
Everything.
You got to get broken down so you can be able to start over, but to heal the wound correctly. Not just the scab going over it. He ripped the scab off, and then he healed it with his blessings. That way you can be able to have abundance. You can be able to overstand it. If your lights get cut off, you're like, all right, cool, it's all right, God, I praise you in the dark, but I know you're going to come off tomorrow. It's okay.
Yeah.
You don't get mad about.
Yep, he got to get to that. How he put it to me. He has to go to the young girl so the adult in me now can be productive, because it's a lot of stuff for me, my younger days and my teenage days that I was holding on to and I was harboring and I was comfortable in, that he had to get that in order for the adult in me to be productive.
Yeah,
God,
amen.
Yes,
ma'am.
We got these hotlines lighting up. Yo, y'all done turned it up, man. We got these hotlines lighting up. Let's get another call before we, kind of... I don't want to leave. But I got to go right now. I'm going to hold you down, but I got to hold Christ down first.
Come on, that's real.
I got to hold Christ down first. Rock and Block, you back in the building? Rock and Block, that's you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm here. What's going on?
You got something you want to say?
Just wanted to, I tuned in, I heard everything that was going on. I wanted to know who was that doing the poetry thing?
That was my wife Mecca. She's the poet.
Oh, Mecca. Okay, that was official, man. I gotta add that to my iPod.
That's crazy.
Where can I get that at?
We gonna send you the link to iTunes. You can get it on iTunes. You can download it. So I'm gonna get you that link, Rocker Block. You can be able to get that from iTunes. I think it's like $1.99, but you'll be able to get it. We'll get it to
you. Okay, yeah, because she was like, God sent me a vision, and now I'm on the mission. That was
amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. That's real.
Just imagine your wife saying to you, look, gay, God gave me a vision. Now I'm on a mission. I got time to play with you. I just think that's cool. I mean, my flesh moment just popped back up, because I was about to say, I would love to see a gospel fight, like a gospel praise argument.
Like a gospel battle?
A gospel battle.
That's so funny, though. Like, we're supposed to be building each other up, but we just all, like, trying to be the best, trying to win over each other. That's funny, man.
What would you really say? You know what I mean?
What would you say? Gospel battle. Like, me and Jay going against each other. Like, what I'm going to say? Jesus,
you know,
for me.
Jesus. You ain't never in the word. You just running your mouth.
What would you say, dog? You couldn't say nothing. That's funny, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, bro.
Talk to them about where they come from. You know what I mean? You say you're from the hood, but you ain't even from the hood. You don't even know your first son.
You gotta bring out the truth.
You try to
watch your
own, but you a hypocrite, huh? Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
You ain't even crying. You put on your armor.
But you ain't even got your armor on.
keep talking, I'll blow the Bible up and leave your gum on. Blow your garment off. I got my breastplate and my shield on.
I'm dancing my garment off, like David.
I'm a David to your Goliath. Don't play with me. Oh,
why you gotta kill it, though? Why you gotta kill it, man? Come on, EB. Come on, man. She and murder me. I don't know what to say.
I'll leave you like David. Have you dancing naked?
Oh, man, this is good, man.
Oh, man. See, only on Frontline Fridays, man.
Only on Frontline
Fridays.
God is good, though,
thank
man.
God.
He is good.
He's
good. He's good.
Before we get out of here, I'm going to go down my panel, and you guys just promote yourself and get shout-outs before we get out of here. And I just have to say, first of all, Johnny Stone, AB, Jess Praise, D Slade, Sly, Rocka Block, everybody that's tuned in on the line and, you know, calling in and also tuned in, you know, online. I have to sincerely thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for coming on the show and not only, you know, listening to the show, the artists that I'm showcasing tonight, but just rapping Christ for me. So, you know, big shout out to you guys, and I really, really appreciate it.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So yeah,
I
want to
start with you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I want to thank I want to personally thank you for inviting us on your show and for seeing the goodness and positive in us, you know what I mean, and giving us and promoting us and helping us, you know what I mean, sticking together as a unity and no division. I want to give a shout out to the whole Black Crown and give a shout out to your boy Tay Black. I want to give a shout out to Flag, everybody out there that's supporting other artists, indie artists. My boy RTL, Reaching the Laws, doing his thing. Album be out next year. And, you know, just all the supporters and people, man, just keep your head up and we love you. And you already know where to find us at www.reverbnation.com/BC Ministries.
Most definitely. AB?
I want to say thank everybody for listening. Thank you for allowing us to be on your show today. And I just want to say I thank everybody that's in the kingdom. I ask God to bless the ones that's lost to be saved and the ones that's saved to stay saved. And I want to say, you are now tuned in live on Frontline Radio with Mary Kay and Tay Black.
That's hard. That's hard.
Goosebumps on my arm, boy.
Amen. That's it. Man, shoot. Amen. That made me want to get saved again, right there.
God for the unity.
You really? Nah, but I want to give a shout out, man, to just everybody who did tune into the show, man, and the people who wanted to but didn't get a chance to. And, man, definitely to my girl EB, man. I love you so much. You know, we click. You're so just giving and so kind and so humble and submissive, and you're real. You're like 100% Angus beef, you know what I mean? Like, just real, man, and I appreciate that. Like, seriously, and it's, I mean, we need that in the body today, man. We need to stop all this fake stuff and trying to be, self-righteous, man, and just be real about it, man, and know that God loves us all very much, man, and we ought to, you know, have that love. And also want to give a shout-out to my girl Crown, Lynette.
Yeah,
AKA
Crown.
She's an upcoming. She's an upcoming artist in Black Crown. Upcoming artist in Black Crown. And she's got some heat coming out. She's a rapper and singer. And she got some heat coming out, man. She's getting her music together. And she's going to be, you guys going to see her a lot with Black Crown as well because she's a part of the family. But she couldn't be on today because she's in a basketball tournament across out of town. And so she'll be back, though. But she's dribbling, she's doing them, you know, WNBA, you know. But,
But I love you guys, man, very much. We appreciate you. Man, we love you. And, man, just keep supporting us, encourage and support one another as a body should. You know what I mean?
One more shout-out. I want to give one more shout-out to Jesus. To the big man upstairs, man. We got to give a shout-out to him and thank him that he brought us all together. Amen.
Indeed, indeed.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what's up. Big love to Jesus. I was talking with me and Jesus was chilling today. I was like, what's up, Jesus? He was like, what's up,
What's happening, man, Jesus?
What's happening, Jesus?
What's happening?
All right. That's my people, Lord, man.
That's real, man. Okay. That's love
y'all,
right there.
Thank y'all for coming. We probably do a little after segment for a little while. If y'all want to hang out, y'all still want to chill out, that's cool. Diva probably going to do this thing for another 30 minutes because I see more heat going up. But I'm definitely appreciative of it. And for those who are calling me live on Frontline Fridays Radio, please call into the show and stop calling me. Stop calling me.
Hey, I told you 100%. She 100% real, man.
100% real, man. Like a slice of cheese.
On radio.
Let's get into it. Because I got more music. I got three more tracks I want to play. I got three more tracks from Black Crown EMT, and then I got two more tracks. I want to hit y'all with another one from the Ambassador, and then I want to hit y'all with another one from the Truth, which is crazy. Let's go to the house and get some more love. 334-507, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What it do, Diva EB? I see you out there. This is your boy Big Duke from the Midwest, where we live the blessed.
Big Duke, what's going on? Another man of God in the building. You know what, God? It's a Holy Ghost party.
Hey,
it's a Holy Ghost party.
Hey, I was just going to hit the peoples with a little one script real quick from the real book. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tell everybody face their attention to James chapter 5, verse 20. You know what I'm saying? It said, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall have a multitude of sins. So, you know, make sure y'all keep on converting with that music. You know what I'm saying? That's how you hit that booth. You get up in there, you convert somebody. Change their way and stop that sinning. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, that's a good scripture, y'all. Real talk.
Yeah.
That's all it is. No, I'm keeping on, y'all. No, I'm loving the one brothers earlier. They were saying they want to do it from the secular way. You know what I'm saying? Want to hit them. They want to hit them street people. You know what I'm saying? Want to shoot that game
to
the street people that be out there trying to do it like that. You know what I'm saying? Them the people we really got to reach. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Pastor Prophet told me one time, she said, you know, you're not going to reach nobody. You know what I'm saying? You keep going to church. You want to be in the church. You want to preach in the church. But preaching the church ain't really going to do nothing for you when everybody else in the street sinning.
No. That's real, man. I mean, think about it. You can't impact who you run from. You know what I mean? Like, we the light. You can't impact darkness if you're always running from it. You know, light, we need more light, but it's the darkness that need the light. You know what I mean?
And
that's real, man.
Damn it.
Mark
16:15,
man.
That's real.
Wow. I want to lay this on this while we throwing scriptures. I want to throw this out while we throwing scriptures out there. God just moved me. This is one of my favorites.
Come on.
Woo! Proverbs 14:1. A wise woman build up her house, but a foolish busted it down with her own hands. Say that. A wise woman, Proverbs 14:1, and big shout out to Proverbs, so I love Proverbs. Proverbs got 31 chapters
real
in
talk.
There. Proverbs majorly talks about a lifestyle. It talks about the lifestyle. So, you know, that's a good place to start at if you want to start it, and if you want to go somewhere in the Bible. But Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman build up a house, but a foolish plucking it down with her own hands. I can't understand it. I don't have any more houses to tear down. Real talk. God just kept giving me the houses, but once I read that scripture, I was like, wow, thank God. Thank
Amen.
God for that.
Amen.
Wow, thank you, God. Thank you for a correction. And while we're talking about thanking God right now, let's get into this hot song right here by Black Crown ENT called Thank God. Let's go.
Hey. Dear
Father, lately I've been having a lot of things on my mind. And I feel today is the moment to get serious and pour it out.
I just want want to thank you, Lord, for the love you give me. Show me perfection. You my witness. Forgive for mercy. Thank you for healing. And I love when the scriptures fill me. Strengthen my soul. Let my cup overflow within me. Lord, I'm a vessel. I surrender so you can use me. I've been restored. So I thank you, Lord, for the new me. Everything around me, not of you, Father, is meaningless. So I'ma push it to the side. You the one I seem to miss. I'ma give it all up. Father, you my rehab. Rehabilitation I am facing, but I see past. And see past gravitation pulling me. I know what's in front of me, so I live it spiritually.
Lord, I wanna thank you.
Is everything you did for me? Father, it's so amazing.
I just wanna praise you.
So I'ma keep my love together while I'm praising.
To commitments as I fellowship, I stay submissive while submitting to your worship. I come before you and glorify your holy realm, and my obedience is seeking as we pray for them. Your words I receive, Father, is my ventilation. You are my air, you are my confirmation. By your love, I am intoxicated, adopted by your grace. We have a good relation. I am your pottery, the way you mold me. You said you'll never leave. That's what you told me. So I believe in your words, living by faith. So I just marinate in your holiness and grace.
Lord, I wanna thank you.
Cause everything you did for me, Father, is so amazing.
I just wanna praise you.
So I'ma keep my love together while I'm praising.
I'm living longevity. Because of you, Lord, I see what's ahead of me. You're my holy divine. I would never divine. Cause I'm flowing on time. The living water's inside. You're the reason why I'm growing for my roots and vine. I'm created in your image. I'm no longer blind. Cause I did find what is purified. So I do anything to make the spirit satisfied.
Lord, I wanna thank you.
Cause everything you did for me, Father, is so amazing.
It's your man Tay Black, and it's Friday, so you know what time it is. You're now live, Diva Spot ENT, Phenom Radio, PhenomenalRadio.com, Frontline Fridays, host Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black. Follow us on Twitter, at Diva Mary Kay, at Tay Black 84, at Phenom Radio. Shout out to Guru, shout out to Slate, shout out to Slim, and shout out to yourselves, Frontline Radio. Yeah.
The life that we lead. Where do we go when we have no self-esteem? Where is the light when the darkness over me? How can I breathe when I wanna be free? What should I do when my back's against the wall? Who can I count on when I know I'm gonna fall? What can I do because I know I want more? I have a friend who can help you with it all. What do we do to make you see there's a better life for you if you just believe? There's nothing new in this world for me if you you only knew the truth, you wanna be set free. What you gonna do with your life? Where you gonna go with your life? When you gonna change your life? Why don't you wanna live your life right? Time to stand up, that's just for what it's like. With your whole other own, getting ready to fight. God is the way, the truth, and the lie. He'll give you what you need, you stand up for what is right. You can't make it by yourself out here. You need the Father who can help you out here. He made a way through his Son, that's clear. Now it's all up to you, my dear. What you wanna do, who you wanna be. Are you gonna be a slave or be free? We've been restored back to the promised land. All power, life, and grace is in the Father's hand. What do we do to make you see? There's a better life for you if you just believe. There's nothing new in this world for me. If you only knew the truth, you wanna be set free. What you gonna do with your life? Where you gonna go with your life? When you gonna change your life? Why don't you wanna live your life right? Time to stand up, that's just for what it's like. With your whole other own, we're getting ready to fight. God is the way, the truth, and the lie. He'll give you what you need, you stand up for what is right. What can I do to make you see? There's a better life for you if you just believe. That's nothing new in this world for me. If you only knew the truth, you wanna be set free. What you gonna do with your life? Yeah. Where you gonna go with your life? Yeah. When you gonna change your life? Yeah. Why don't you wanna live your life right? Yeah. Time to stand up, that's just for what it's right. With your whole other own, we're getting ready to fight. God is the way, the truth, and the lie. He'll give you what you need, you stand up for what it's right.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296
5739. Yeah. Yo, it's 403. Yeah. 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 Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva Diva, 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 Diva Radio, Diva Diva.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Diva Spot. Here's your girl, Mary Kay, with the 4-3 mile.
Been a tankin' to the top, get it, never stop. On the front line, baby, here I come, if you're ready or not.
This is Diva Spot Radio, with your host, Diva Mary Kay.
Mellow on the beat.
Man, it's your boy Khalid Dreams. You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. The star is born.
Yeah, smooth joint right here.
ambassador. Yours truly. It's true. Yeah. The choice of the majority. Jesus seems to be the choice of only the minority, but he's the ultimate authority. We call the sovereignty, the most preeminent, so we got the most seniority. People follow me without restraint. Who knows how hard the heart will be? The world, flesh, and devil form the three-man camaraderie. And my block could be proof, soaking anthropology. Sin has long since become man's hottest commodity. Everything from robbery to sodomy, to improperly getting cash to girls who flash like photography, yeah. Without properly understanding biblical prophecy. You can't possibly see what it's stopping me. Enduring all the verbal mockery. Got to be cause he loved me like women love a shopping spree. His agape be the love that got to me. He adopted me. Now I'm in his family and I'm God's property. And periodically some youth the one to copy me. As a copy, he saved us, so no one lives properly. And when I start to get wobbly, God will be mercy and grace the ultimate team like cheese and broccoli. They make up for what we lack cause of our poverty. Fills in the gaps and the cracks up in our pottery. I believe I'm a die for sure, not probably. You right, possibly, but let me share my philosophy. Logically, I know I don't want hell. Jalapenos are too hot for me. If it's not for free and salvation's got a fee, then I can't stand it. I'm like Titanic out to sea. Sure to be abandoned like bad stocks will be. Aww. But no need, cause Christ hit the jackpot for me. Yeah, that's why I love him. Mm-hmm. Yo, that's why I love him. Bring word.
I love you, Jesus.
Know it, Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
No one above you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, you know
I
it,
do.
Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Love most
you,
Jesus. I love you.
Yes, it's true.
You know the world. She's my ex-girl. She keeps calling me because we used to go together, kind of like your cars and keys. I was a fool, but we were cool as the autumn breeze. Till I met the God that barred the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap in R&B. Ought to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I want to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I failed him, he let them nail him on the tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave a son cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
I love you, Jesus.
Yes,
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Love you, Jesus.
You know it.
Yes, it's true.
It's true. True that, true that.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord. Above you.
Yes, it's true.
You my number one love. You my number one love, Lord. Everybody else, they fall short. You bring worship out of a brother.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay. Tay Black is doing his thing. I'm holding my king down, but AB and Johnny Stone is live in the building with y'all. I love that song. I mean, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a beautiful song.
This is a very, very beautiful song, and it's just a blessing. Hot lives, I see y'all lighting up. Let me go ahead and open up y'all mic. Why not? 334-507, holler at us. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, this Big Duke snapping back at you. I just got to tell you, that last joint was classic for real.
Classic.
Yeah, it was classical.
Wow.
Yeah, real inspirational.
Yeah, and I love how, you know, I love rap, but I love how rap and R&B and how, you know, believers are doing it for Christ. I mean, even with the beats, the production, the lyrics, everything is so much better. Like, I was listening, when I got into gospel rap, I was like, yo, is he rapping about Christ?
Exactly.
Like, yo, he's spitting hard, but he rapping about Christ. And, you know, AB, I can't wait for your album. You know, we having a bit for that. That one is going down. I can definitely know Diva's going to be having an event somewhere. God is good, but I'm just, like you said, Duke, it's classic music. Like, it just flows. It brings worship out of a brother. Y'all know how good a brother looks when he worshiping Christ?
No doubt.
I'm going to tell y'all how good y'all look. Y'all look real good. Brothers look good worshiping Christ. They kind of like glow. I don't know. It's like a milky. It's just beautiful to see a man and a woman worshiping Christ. Like, that should be an attraction. When somebody
is
a person. Yeah, that's a real attraction. That's real man status right there. For a man to say, "Look, Ma, I love God more than I love you."
True.
A real woman can take that in, like, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus."
Right.
Yep.
But one of the world will be like, "What do you mean?"
I know. What you said? What you love? Who?
The Bible says a real man's footsteps are ordered by the Lord. So,
exactly,
God already let us know.
No one above me, and a lot of our kings and queens is lost out here, man. They lost, but I'm glad we on the front line. That's why I call this Frontline Fridays. Frontline Fridays is originally, it was generated for those who putting themselves on the front line. Like, I'm out here. I'm at war.
That's it.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. Out here on war, we need the whole body of armor on. We out here marching like a soldier, you know what I mean? That's how we got to do it every day.
Every day.
Any spiritual warfare.
You got to trust and you got to wait. That's one thing I want to say. You got to wait. A lot of that's the problem with our generation is that we're going to wonder when it's going to happen, how long it's going to take. You know, how long we got. Nah, you got to just live the life. Don't worry about how much time it's going to take, because when it do come, it's going to come in the overflow. It's going to be more than what you asked for. So we got to, you know, we got to be patient. We got to trust God. And that's all God really asks us to do is trust him, worship him, abide by his word. He don't ask us to drop it like it's hot. He don't ask us for
none
the money.
That.
He don't ask us to sling no dope. He don't ask us to bend over and wiggle it. He don't ask us to do
none
of
that.
Mm-mm.
Just worship and praise. Seek ye first.
You know, and you got to encourage yourself too in the word. Like, when you want to be, when you going into the point of being obedient, like, you got to change some things in your house. First of all, you know, take all the drugs out the house. That's why. Because drugs and alcohol, it blocks you from being able to have a connection and being able to hear God speaking to you and trying to give you directions for the next move. So take the drugs and the alcohol out.
It clouds you.
Yeah. And then, you know, with the music, I'm not saying that you can't listen to Jay-Z, Beyonce, or whatever. I'm not saying that you can't listen to that. But when what you do put into your house, you got to remember, it ain't really all about you at the end of the day. You got kids in the house. You got your kids in the house. You got other people that's following behind you, especially if you're the breadwinner and you the shot caller in the house. They following what you do. Please believe.
Mm-hmm.
Please believe.
Okay.
So when you put that Pandora on, type in ambassador, type in the truth, type in Lecrae, you know, type in Black Crown ENT, you know, type in these type of artists, and then, you know, what Pandora does, all it do is pull from all those people who are within that category, who are doing that, so you're going to get a whole bunch of worshipers.
Amen.
Right.
Don't tell me that you can't find believers. Don't tell me that you can't find worshipers. Don't tell me that you can't find it, because they out there. You just got to know where to go. You got to know where just like you got to know where to go to get your help from.
That's it.
Some people, places, and things, and even with those people you so-called friends. That's a whole nother show. Yo,
okay.
I'm going to just give y'all a key point about what, you know, what friends is. And I'm not going, you know, come from my my overstanding. I'm coming right out the word. Let me go ahead and grab my survival, too. This is my survival book. This helps
get
them to survive. Where we at? Friends, how many of us have them? Friends. When
one thing you can depend on.
Friends.
Okay.
We walk around calling these people our friends, and you know, you're going to have a pity party with them, and then they turn around and have a talk about tea party about you, and you know,
okay. Come on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
I'm encouraging you to do negative. You know, you're going to get
come
mad
on.
At me because I ain't trying to hit the block with you. I want to go home. You're going to get mad at me. You know, you ain't real. You ain't real good. You know what I mean? I mean, real talk. I ran into a lot of people like that in my life. I had to shoot, fly, shoot. You know, I had to get them away. So I said, a real friend encourage you to do positive. Don't do this.
Exactly.
Don't do that. Put God first.
Exactly.
Love. You know what I mean? The thing that I know is a lot of my friends, I never hear, I love you. That's a hard word to say to somebody, is I love you. Really hard to say. So once you learn how to say I love you, then you'll know how to befriend somebody.
And the real friend love with God's love.
Exactly. Jesus is love, and love is in you.
You won't feel weird or you won't feel strange when you say, hey, yo, let me tell you something. I love you, man. And I love you with God's love. You know,
God's
when you start having those doubts and insecurities about telling somebody that you love them, you haven't arrived yet. You haven't got to God. You got the grace and mercy. Grace and mercy, y'all. Grace is when God gives you things every day that you don't deserve. And mercy is when God withholds the things that we ain't ready for yet. So, you know,
and I
didn't get that myself. It came from the Lord. This is not about me. I had to learn, and I had to, you know, fall on my face a few times. Because when I first came into the Word, I was trying to be cute with my stilettos on. Talk about, I love Jesus. Yes, my stilettos. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. And then I fell on my face in those stilettos. And then I said, well, you know what, maybe I could put some flip-flops on. And, you know, I was, you know, and then, you know, it didn't work because you can't run a flip-flop. It just didn't work out for me. But then after I went through the stages, I put my sneakers on and I started chasing him.
There you
go. I started chasing God. Do not despise the chasing of the Lord. And it says right here. Knowing what a friend is should be the first step in determining whether or not you have one. To know what a friend is or should be, go to the Bible and see God's definition. God tell us a friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. That comes from Job 16:20. A friend is always there for you during good times and bad. That comes from Proverbs 17:17.
Amen.
A friend will stick closer to you than a brother. That comes from Proverbs 18:24. And then this one I like right here. This is the one I really like right here. A friend will hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear.
Proverbs
17:6.
That's
come
the
on.
One.
That's it.
That's the one.
Yep.
Yes.
And
that's the one I like.
Get it again.
What the real is.
A friend will bring out the best in you. Proverbs 27:17.
That's right.
Come on, let me hit him in the head one more time. Let me hit him in the head two more times. God says a friend is there to help you up when you are knocked down by the storms of life. Ecclesiastes 4:10. Who said who?
Man,
who said who? Now, a lot of people that's going to be like, hey, you ain't really my friend.
Okay. Opening eyes. Opening eyes.
That's real.
I was listening to Diva Mary Kay. I was listening to Diva Mary Kay and Black Cloud ENT. It was on Frontline Fridays Radio. And, you know, I got a checklist here. You know, let me ask you. Let me look at you. Let me examine you to see if you're really my friend. Let me examine
that's
to see
it.
If, you know, if you bring out the best in me, or do you act as the intercessor when I'm surrounded by trouble, or, you know, will you stick close to me than a brother, or, you know, will you hurt me with the truth, telling me what I need to hear and not what I want to hear? You know, are you there to help me up when the storms of life knock me down? That's a friend.
That's a friend.
That is
and
a friend.
And I call you friend.
That's a friend.
I mean, I want to have some friends like that, y'all. I know I need those type of friends, but, you know, it has
right.
to take to me to get some a backbone and start feeding my spirit rather
mm-hmm.
than starving it, because I was feeding my flesh woman rather than feeding my spirit, and that's exactly why I was
mm-hmm.
going through what I was going through. And bottom line, y'all, before we get out of here, and I'm going to play this song called Trusting You featuring it's an ambassador, but it's featuring Miley Music. But what I was basically about to say is a shout-out to my pastor for giving me this word. My pastor Shorter, First Lady Shorter at Pacific Christian Church, he said, you are where you are by a series of choices that you made.
That's true.
Mm.
That is true.
That's true.
Powerful.
I am where I am. Well, I'm going to say this. I was where I was. And I am where I am right now by a series, not one, not two, a series of choices that I have made.
Amen.
Mm-mm-mm.
Amen.
Father God.
That's a powerful word.
Yes,
powerful word.
It is.
What you've been through in your life and your past is who you are now. You know what I mean? It's why you overcame. It's why you're strong. It's why that positive
mm-hmm.
seed is planted in you. It's why it's incorruptible and not corruptible. So that matters. Now, thank God I went through what I went through. I wouldn't even know God.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't even be in the Bible. So
I thank God
for that.
Where I've been, because where I am, where I was, is why I'm at where I'm at, and why I seek and search for God the way I do.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You just go
I
harder.
You.
When you feel angry, you go pray. You go harder. Any temptation
that
come your way, you go harder. Period.
I would say the enemy is so. For me, the enemy is stupid because he pushes me more and more to God with the tactics that he brings to me. That makes me go to God even harder because of what he's trying to do to me. Okay, thank
mm-hmm.
you. Here I go.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely right about that, and you know the enemy can be yourself too. Let's overstand this too, y'all. You can be an enemy of your own self. And when I say that, I say this.
Destruction of yourself.
Oh, yeah. You can be a destruction of yourself because a lot of times, you know, and I was one of them people, the devil this, the devil trying to bring me down, the devil attacking me, the devil got me mad, the devil made me do this.
It wasn't always the devil.
Yeah, it wasn't always the devil. It was me. The devil be like, yo, you know how many people giving me praise? And I wasn't even on the west side at that time. I was over there on the east. You know, I was just trying to, you know, but. You know, we be giving him too much credit for things that he ain't even doing that we doing ourselves.
You
but
feel
one
me?
Thing about it is, one thing about it is the ideal generates with us. We think of this. And what happened is it stages. And I'm going to calm down because I get excited when I say this. Because I want y'all to hear
Amen.
This. I want y'all to hear this. Because I got it for myself and God revealed it to me. And I just thank you, God.
Okay.
The ideal generates with you. This is what God told me. He said, the ideal generates with you. And after it generates in your mind, it turns into lust. And after it turns into lust, it turns into a sin.
Right.
And after it turns into sin, it produces death.
Right.
This is what happens. It goes through four stages before it is brought to life in your life, before it's able to start to affect you.
you started to feed that thought, you started to nurture it, baby it, and care for it. And at the end of the day, all it did was kill you.
True.
And if you don't stop generating these ideals in your head, you going to die.
Right.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I don't want to die. He said, well, you're going to kill your own self with those thoughts. I didn't make you with worry. I did not make you with shame. I didn't make you with evil. This is not what I made you. When you came into this world, you knew no evil.
Right.
You knew no evil. But now that you are growing and I've called you for something and I care for you, I love you, I already made the payment for you before you even existed.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
He already paid my way before I even existed for my mama. Mm-hmm. My mama's 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 mama existed.
Exactly.
He had already made a payment. And I said, if I can be faithful to a man, and if I can be faithful to a man, and if I can trust a man, why won't I be faithful to God and trust God? What is going on with me that I need to evaluate?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's all right. Because, you know, on June 27, 2011, Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary K, retired from the world. I am on vacation with God, y'all.
Say that.
I gave y'all 29 years. Now I got 29,000 more to go. Matter of fact, I got an eternity to go.
Eternity.
So y'all can have who I was.
Exactly.
But I know who I am on today.
Exactly.
Right.
And you ain't taking who
That's
I
right.
am today.
That's right.
No, no, I ain't taking no shorts because I don't have to. Man, my spirit is pulled up. I hope y'all got something for the, not even hope, I know y'all got something for the show that might look for it coming soon for more interviews with Black Crown ENT, more music coming from them, more positive things. There's going to be a lot of events coming up. Diva is definitely supporting them. Diva is definitely on the grind. There's going to be a lot of shows that's going to be coming up soon. This next summer is going to be definitely packed, and we're going to definitely reach the masses. I'm about to get out of here. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in live. Everybody supporting, keep God first, family second, and career third. Let's get into this hot track right here, going out with Class Man. This is Ambassador featuring My Lady Music. Trust in you. I got y'all, man.
Uh-oh. Ambassador, Molly, exist, baby. Somebody said it's a hard knock life for us. Well, I got a hard knock Christ. Check it. I'm from the city, love the city, but I know it's pretty gritty. Pretty hard to see how God could be in charge, but I'm privy to the script. Like the director's got me hip to this flick. He's equipped me and built me to endure. I'm a brick, he's a building, and I'm in him, and I'll stick. I'm a dip when he says quit, till then give me a mic like I'm Vic. So I'm going to war, even if I'm going to corner stores, cause it's raw. Trouble doubles and it jumps on your ball. You can walk the block, see him sparking pot. In the barbershop, they talk a lot about how they're off the clock. Some are even off your top. They don't think about the wage, they ain't thinking about the cops, they ain't thinking about the grave. Hope the spirit helps them wake. Every man is a needer like a baker, cause every man's a sinner, every sinner needs a savior. And Jesus is the one, but some are numb cause they don't feel this realness. Still I stand to tell you what the deal is.
Trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
Need power
to trust you right. To trust you right. I wanna trust you more. Hey, I wanna trust you, Lord.
Yeah. I know that God, man, had to do the same. I ain't special, I'm not greater than my teacher. He's the treasure, I a vessel, and he did it 100. No flaw, no parallel. Did it on the water, no fall, no parasail. Showed us he could walk over trouble. No teeter, no totter, raging water, no sinking, no Peter. He's Jesus, he leaves us an example, now follow. This is more than food for thought, this is truth, now swallow. In the storm, when you feel it blowing, when you feel it's on, when it's dawn, and you're on the feet, so you can feel the corns. When you look
And you're jealous of the crook cause he's adorned in a chain that can put some school books in the arms of our kids. Remember, Jesus lived in the same stuff. Favor with God, and man, he grew up in the manger. Even had no place to lay his head. But I tell you, place your bets on him cause he showed that he can raise the dead.
I can't wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it. I can't live my life without it, but the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
If I would trust you right, to trust you right,
I wanna trust you more.
Hey,
I wanna trust you, Lord.
Hey. It's easy to quibble, easy to cheat just a little, and justify moving your feet or beat double dribble. Easy to blame the government or other men, thugs and them. Sometimes defeat is even easier than trusting him. When the offer's on the table, nothing's off the table. The mind is often able to blind you from cause and make you see the sunny side of a garbage dump. Cause stupid is a stupid does, Forrest Gump. But I got good news that I offer the men. Cause of the cross you can rebound like balls from the rim. I'ma start with me, walk with me, let's change it up. Let's paint a different picture before we hang it up. Let's stand loyal to the groom like a best man. Or you can meet me at the book like Nets fans. Somebody asks, what's the cue? When you hear his voice say, I'ma trust in you.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it.
Yeah.
Cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they get louder.
No.
I need a strength.